Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the stupid states of America. We have got massive problems on our hands tonight, and we're going to try to fix them. I know it's a big lift, but that's what we're going to do because stupid people do stupid things, and we live in stupid times. So we've got to have someone with clear thinking step forward and say, hey, we're not going to be stupid anymore. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. And, Ivan, let's just go straight to the big board tonight. What a big show tonight. You're not going to be able to get over how good this show is because on the big board, as you see there, to the far left of that screen right there, and only on the screen, is Brandon Tatum. He is the officer, Brandon Tatum, retired SWAT police officer, decorated veteran of the Phoenix Police Force, and he is now a daily talk show host on stations coast to coast on the Salem Radio Network. But he is part of a brand new film that is that it just came out this weekend called Uncle Tom 2. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his own story, and we're going to get into why that film is so important. By the way, if you just missed it on the Salem News Channel, one of the great networks that carries this broadcast, they just concluded the debut television premiere of Uncle Tom, the original, which was a fantastic film. We had Larry Elder on our show a little more than a year ago when it came out, and what a spectacular! I just finished watching it again. What a spectacular message! What a reminder of what it looks like to deal with some of the actual issues that we're struggling with in society today. Anyway, that's coming up. Also this hour, Emerald Robinson, you see her right there next to Officer Tatum. We're going to weigh in on the affidavit that was finally released. The judge in Florida said, okay, you can know what the probable cause was for the FBI and the DOJ to send 30-plus agents at 6 in the morning to inspect Melania's underwear drawers. We figured it out. We know the rationale now as to why they did it. We'll let you be the judge as to whether or not it was a good decision. So that's still ahead. Then in hour two, pardon me, Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman for the Republican Party, will be with us in an exclusive. The primaries, of course, are continuing on, and in November, which is now less than 80 days away, we have a massive election in front of us. What does it all mean, and why is it important? She will break that down. And then our favorite fitness instructor on planet Earth, Jane Ann Benaira, who is host of the Keeping It Real podcast, she will be with us to discuss something that I think is, quite unique. And that has to do with your perspective on life. And then in the new music spotlight tonight, he was with us last year when he debuted the song There Was Jesus, a duet with Dolly Parton. He is going to be with us again tonight as he debuts a brand new tune called Less Like Me. So that's all straight ahead. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. I hope that you will stay right here with us. And I want to get into right now the one of the things that's going around on social media. On social media this very moment, you have people discussing the president's announcement this week to decide to do student loans or not to do student loan forgiveness, what he calls forgiveness. It's not forgiveness, actually. Forgiveness is when there is no cost to anyone and it's just overlooked. That is not what President Biden said he was going to do today. Or this week. In fact, he has announced that he is going to, quote, forgive. But what that means is that the taxpayers themselves will end up paying these debts as they have been accumulated. And this, in spite of the fact that about two-thirds of the population of our country
don't go to college and can't go to college. Now, I find that to be intriguing that the president would decide to put all of that on us at this point in time. But I'm also intrigued by some of the responses that are going around. Fox News reporting tonight that Coach Jeff Van Gundy, who was a very mediocre professional basketball coach for the New York Knicks, he has announced that comparison, I think we have the graphic of this, comparison of Biden's student loan handout to Jesus' miracle. Yeah, he compared it to Jesus's, which miracle, you may ask? He was hammered on Twitter on Saturday for comparing Biden's loan handout to Jesus Christ's multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. On Saturday, the former head coach of the Orlando Magic and Detroit Pistons shared a biblical meme on Twitter in an attempt to mock conservative criticism. The meme consisted of a classical painting of Jesus. Here's what he said. Republican logic. Jesus' miracle of the loaves and fishes was a slap in the face to all the people who had brought their own lunch. There's another one going around the interwebs. I have this one as well. In fact, I've answered this one on my own social media. Christians who have a problem with the loan debt being forgiven need to remember that their faith is built on the belief that they had a debt that someone else paid. That is biblically wrong, theologically inaccurate, logically void of any type of validity as well. Let me explain why. So you're going to say, well, but if you had sin in your life and Jesus took that on himself and paid it for you, then how is that different than what Joe Biden did? Well, Joe Biden didn't himself say, I'm going to work the hours that all of the people that have paid their taxes have worked to supply these $500 billion in debt relief that we're going to do. Joe Biden isn't saying he's going to take that on himself. He's saying that the American taxpayers will take it on himself. The equivalent would be if we were going to say that Jesus, by forgiving our sins by dying on the cross, suddenly said, no, I'm not going to die for you. I'm going to let all of the other people that are on planet Earth at this time and place die for you instead. It would be an insufficient sacrifice, but it would be closer to what Joe Biden is saying than what that meme says. It's theologically inaccurate from another standpoint as well. Jesus had the resources to forgive sin, which is a deeper debt than the college debt can ever be assumed to be. The moral debt, the moral bankruptcy that the human race has, knows no bounds. We are depraved and dedicated sinners from the moment that we're born. Jesus Christ said, understanding all of that, I will pay that debt in my own sacrifice. And he voluntarily entered into it. He didn't say, go over to Greece and make all the Greeks pay for it, or go to Rome and make all the Romans pay for it, or people in Bethlehem or Jerusalem or anywhere else. He said, I will do it. Joe Biden didn't say he would do it. He said, you would do it. This is the difference. And this is where we get really, you know, bad ideas of what biblical theology even looks like, because people don't understand the price that was actually paid on our behalf. And that's my point tonight. Jeff Van Gundy thinks he's being funny by saying that Jesus gave loaves and fishes to people and it was a slap in the face for people that were having their own lunch. The people on the Instagram are saying that Jesus paid a debt and that we should be thankful that he did, and by that I guess we should pick up everybody's college tabs. Friends, there are so many people in this country that did other biblical things like budget their money and save and plan for their child's future. They worked extra jobs and longer hours so that their child wouldn't endure some sort of long-standing debt beyond their college time. And they chose specifically not to go to schools that could have been a better party school or a better place where they would have had all kind of fun, because what they wanted to do was actually get their degree and their education and be prepared to go do what they needed to do in life. Bethany Mandel, who's been on this show many times, told me her story. You can get the podcast at Kevin McCullough on any of your podcast aggregators. But she just told me the story this week. She actually turned down the top two schools that she wanted to go to and made it into academically because she figured out that she would have to give half of her paycheck back in a loan payment for the next 35 years after college or something in order to be able to do that. And she knew she would not be able to do that financially. So what did she do? She unenrolled and went to state schools where she could afford it and paid her way through. What we're doing with student loan, quote, forgiveness is putting all of the partying and the waste of time that doctors and lawyers that got those degrees that are now making big money decided to do, and that's putting it on the backs of plumbers and electricians and people that don't have college degrees, many of whom would have loved to have gone to college. This is so insipid, and to say that it is the same thing as Jesus forgiving your sins on the cross is blasphemy. Don't say it. Hellfire awaits those who do. I'm Kevin McCullough. We've got a huge show for you. Coming up next, Brandon Tatum with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, it was just a couple of years ago when my very good friend, and we joked often about how we were brothers from another mother, Larry Elder, who this was before he ran for governor in California and was still doing his syndicated show with Salem Media, rolled out Uncle Tom, the first movie. And we did a full hour on the weekend talking about the kind of, I don't know, the necessity of not only telling the story, but getting attention with it. And that documentary went on to be one of the most successful independently funded documentaries that had ever been released, particularly by a conservative producer in that day and age. I asked Larry at the time, because of the success of it, I said, Larry, are you looking at doing a second follow-up to this? And he said, Kevin, there's too many stories not to. So I am pleased to announce that my colleagues at Salem are publicly promoting, and now that the movie is out, is debuting Uncle Tom 2. As you heard Phil Boyce on my show just a couple of weeks ago, when even the Salem brass heard the title Uncle Tom the first time, they kind of scratched their head and said, I don't know, that may be a little too controversial. But friends, when you really understand what we're talking about here, it makes perfect sense as to why we would invoke something that would be that kind of, raw. Here to discuss is someone who appears in the second film and has also recently joined the Salem family. In fact, if you watch the Salem News Channel or listen to Salem media stations wherever you are at, you probably get the Officer Brandon Tatum show in your vicinity. And if not, you can get it on your smartphone or your smart device for your house anytime you want. He's right there on the Salem News Channel each weekday. And here in New York, you can hear him from 8 to 10 p.m. on AM 970 The Answer. Every weeknight. In fact, that follows my Radio Night Live nightly broadcast here locally. And Brandon, it's fun to welcome you to the Kevin McCullough microphone. I haven't had a chance to even interface with you before, but thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So when Phil Boyce came looking for you and he said, hey, Brandon, I think you can do a talk show for us. I mean, your background is law enforcement and, you know, telling bad guys where to stand and so forth. What'd you think?
Well, I think that I'd say that everything that has occurred in my life has prepared me for a time like this. You know, I've always been outspoken. Even as a police officer, I was a great communicator. And so when Phil brought it to my attention, it wasn't just, hey, you know, I think you can be a good radio show host. It was that Larry Elder was stepping down and I would be taking over his position on the radio. And Larry Elder has always been an inspiration for me and such a person that I look up to. So that was a driving factor for me to say, hey, I'm going to add this to the plate of a bunch of things that I already do.
Yeah. Well, and when you say a bunch of things, you're kind of underselling it there, friend, because you are a co-founder with the Blexit movement. Candace Owens, of course, has been on the show, and we've talked about this. Because I broadcast in New York locally and specifically very targetedly to the churches here in the city, I have many connections in the African-American community, the church community especially. And the idea that the church and things about the Christian faith and the continuance of the progressive, regressive left in America continue to be kind of married from a political standpoint is very problematic. And so these are helpful discussions for me, for sure, as we go through these. But tell me a little bit more about your interest. I mean, obviously something drew you to law enforcement. Now something's drawing you to this kind of new level of engagement. Why do you want to change the world so bad?
Well, I think it's a, you know, I consider it to be a calling on my life. You know, before I got saved in 2008, you know, it was all about me and what I wanted to do in my life. You know, I wanted to play in the NFL. I was an All-American football player coming out of high school, going into college, and things didn't work out. And so I believe when I got saved is when God started saying to me that, look, I'll lead you. You just respond to what I'm telling you to do, and it's going to work itself out. Hmm. And so that led me to policing. I gave up football, and I became a police officer in 2011. I did everything on the police department. God blessed me tremendously. I was a spokesperson. I trained new officers how to become officers. I was on the SWAT team. I mean, I did everything on the police department. But it also woke me up to the political perspective, because I grew up, you know, you're black, you're a Democrat. That's what in Republican races, white people. That's the way I grew up. But when I started to mature, when I was a cop, and being able to see some of these policies and things firsthand, it really made me consider the other side. And that's when Donald Trump came along. I had never made any real posts on social media other than to a few people that follow me. But I decided to make a video after going to a Trump rally, and I think it was 2015 or 16, and it went viral. And that's when I realized that it would be in my best interest to continue to spread the word of truth, because I feel like that, you know, I was enlightened. You know, similarly how I was enlightened with the gospel, I was also enlightened in the secular world with understanding that the Democrats wasn't a place for me. And, you know, I kept making videos. They kept going viral. I ended up leaving the police department in 2017 to be a spokesperson for a particular company here in Phoenix. And then that company almost went out of business. Candace Owens and I met, and we were working for Turning Point together, and then we started Blexing in 2018.
Yeah.
And in 2020, it just really took off. So the reason I do the things that I do today is because I'm just allowing God to lead me. I'm pursuing everything I do with excellence. I never say no to an opportunity, and God is just leading me where He wants me to be.
And that's not the refreshing is an understatement in terms of what you just said. And I know there's people listening to me that are going to be saying, but Kev, what about why can't the church just be the church and not, you know, not have to worry about politics? And I'm sure, Brandon, you've had that argument over more than a few dinner tables at different times. What's your response to that?
Well, I don't even think it's an argument. It's not even up for consideration. Everything that we do as Christians is about following and pursuing the message of Jesus. And that's not limited to your personal life. That's everything you do. I mean, if you look at Jesus in his day, the politicians, the people who were in government, technically, were the ones who killed him. So he had a big problem when he came against the things that they were doing on a governmental level. So we have to be involved. We have to be intentional about who we vote for and what stances we take as Christians, because we are Christians first. We are not America first and all this, but we were Christians first, and then everything else is subsequent. So I think that people are making a huge mistake if you somehow think that the gospel of Jesus Christ and your faith in God and the principles of God are somehow excluded from people who are creating policies that will affect your salvation or could possibly affect your access to a particular, I gotta say, flow of salvation, meaning church, access to God, you know, the demonization of Christianity, and all of those things could be detrimental if you don't be active in voting.
Yeah. Well, and we're kind of in a spot, because I've been doing this for 30 years, and we're at a spot right now where I think there are more people from more combinations of backgrounds waking up and saying, hey, wait a second, this isn't what I was told. This isn't how I was sold this bill of goods, etc. And it's not just happening amongst African Americans. It's happening amongst Latinos. It's happening in all working class demographics if you look across the board.
And it's my opinion that what we need to do is to continue to see that reform happen in all of those same communities, because America is better off when informed people make informed decisions. All right, more with Officer Brandon Tatum at Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time this week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of Saturday's launch being canceled. Escaping hydrogen caused the first scrub on Monday. No word on when NASA might try again. After Tuesday, a two-week launch blackout period will kick in. If extensive fuel leak repairs are required, the capsule could be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar, which would delay the flight until October. In northern Mississippi, a pilot that had threatened to crash his plane into a Walmart has landed on the ground safely. Authorities in Tupelo posted to Facebook that the plane started circling at around 5 a.m. Saturday. They believe that the beach craft was stolen. The pilot, Corey Wayne Patterson, works at the airport, had a few flight lessons, but didn't have a pilot's license. He's in custody and facing charges. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Brandon, let me just say, the images of Uncle Tom and using that kind of lingo on the first film was seen as offensive in some quarters. I applaud Larry for not dialing it down and not watering it down. What is the purpose of the second film? What story does it tell? And how did you come to be part of it?
Yeah, so I was in the first film as well. Justin Malone, who's the, I don't think you call him the producer. Yeah, because Larry's the director. So producer Justin Malone, he reached out to me and a few other black conservatives and said, hey, man, I have this idea. Me and Larry is working on this idea of just presenting the message of black conservatism.
Right.
And giving people the truth and kind of the one-on-one of conservatism in the black community. That was Uncle Tom 1. Now, the sequel is way more in-depth. It digs into the Marxist theology that's been implanted in these churches, that's been pushed by leaders of the black community. It talks about black history. You know, because a lot of people don't realize that Black people weren't in a state of poverty until the 60s. That wasn't the case in this country. And I think a lot of the success history of Americans of African descent is shadowed. And people don't want you to know about it. In the 30s and 40s and 50s, black people were doing very well. Black people owned businesses. They talk about in Uncle Tom, too, about the Harlem and how black Harlem, you know, how black people just, you know, I guess exploded Harlem. But industry and entertainment and, I mean, all of the great things that black people have done, and then you watch the Marxism that's thrusted into the lives and the communities of black people, and you watch the black community go down the drain. And so, you know, it digs into those issues. It speaks about the difference between when we were Frederick Douglass-esque, where we were thinking about prosperity and loving the country and, you know, just wanting fair and equal treatment, to now is the hatred and vitriol and fighting racism with racism and you know, victimhood. It's just all of those things is explored and solutions are given in Uncle Tom, too.
Yeah. I believe Vodi Bakum is part of this film as well. And Vodi is someone I'm a huge fan of, one of the clearest Christian thinkers on planet Earth. But I heard him say not long ago that there is no planet, there's no country on this planet where a person of any color would rather grow up and be part of than the United States. And yet when you examine how our media portrays race in this country and what it has done to divide people, Brandon, you'd think that we were living in times worse than slavery at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I think that some people are living in times worse than slavery in their minds. Because, you know, it's interesting to me that when you live in the greatest country on earth, there is no other country, especially for black people, that anybody would want to live and you can flourish. Majority of the 1% earners of this country did not always have money. So that means that you can go from poverty to prosperity, and you can't do that anywhere else. You can worship God all you want every day of the week. You can't do that everywhere. And for people to be ungrateful and believing that they're living in a time that's worse than what they're living in, it, to me, is worse than the slaves were. The slaves were actually living out a bad period of time, and they were aware of it. Nowadays, people are living in heaven, and they're treating it, or in their mind, they're living in hell. That is a huge, huge issue that is going on that we pray that can be changed. But overall, you know, I think the film just does a really, really good job at painting the perspective and bringing it all home.
Well, I think you have to tell truth, and you've got to use facts. And in my opinion, telling truth by itself doesn't get it done. You have to do it winsomely. I find that the more that the people that I communicate with know that I'm invested in their welfare and that I want their best, the more they are open to hearing those difficult facts. But nonetheless, when push comes to shove, truth has to be what wins out. And I am just thankful that you and Larry and everybody else that got involved with Uncle Tom 2 did so and want to make sure that that word does get out. I don't think that if you ask the average person on the street, if they really understand what cultural Marxism is and how it's impacted, particularly politics and particularly democratic held cities and states, and certainly here in New York and New Jersey and the Northeast, we know all about that. But you can never do too much explaining. You know, this gentleman is a football is always going to be where practice starts. And that's where we have to keep going back to every day, keep educating, keep talking, and keep helping. And that's what you're doing, not only in this film, but on the air. And Brandon, it's just a real joy to welcome you to Salem and to be here with Kevin McCullough. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure. God bless you, and thank you for having me.
You got it. Next time you're in the big city, the stakes on me, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that.
All right. There we go. Friends, I'm serious. You got to go to salemnow.com because Uncle Tom 2 is going to be something that you're not going to want to have not seen it. You need to see it. You need to know it. You need to tell others about it.
Hey, trader. Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Well, as we continue to roll through this edition, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And, you know, during the 2020 election cycle, there were a handful of journalists from different varieties of networks that kind of all, we all kind of connected together. Because when the mainstream channels all went quiet and decided not to ask questions about things that were very questionable, some of us still did that. Some of us, it cost our Twitter feed. Some of us, it cost our job. Emerald Robinson joins me, and she was with, I believe, One American News at the time. She's also...
Newsmax.
You were at Newsmax already?
Yeah.
All right. And then, well, where were you before Newsmax?
One America.
Okay, so you were at OAN and then Newsmax, and now you're with Lindell TV. The Absolute Truth is the name of the show. She hosts that 12 noon each weekday on Mike Lindell's TV network there with the Frank speech operation. But, Emerald, you and Kyle Becker and myself and a handful of people, you know, we were sending messages back channels because nobody was talking about the actual stuff. And now that, you know, Dinesh's film has come out, and, of course, Mike has done all the research that he's done, and there's even people like Zuckerberg today and a handful of other people that are starting to say, you know what, there was some really fishy stuff in 2020. I think Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger owes a bunch of people some apologies when it comes right down to it. Anyway, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here. It's good to see you again, Kevin.
Let's talk a little bit about the affidavit that has been released. It appears that the redactions were fairly small. I mean, I only counted a handful of lines that appear to be blacked out in the original. And it appears that the probable cause portion reads as though a lot of us thought it might, which is they actually did try to blame all of this on records being in a presidential former president's possession, which happens with every former president. And then they do admit that there may be some evidence of obstruction tacked onto that as well. Now, I don't know what they're saying that he obstructed, maybe the getting of the records or something. But what do you think after having seen the gravitas of the reason they went and got this search warrant and spent 9 hours in Melania's closet and drawers?
Yeah, her laundry drawer. I haven't got a chance to really read through that affidavit. We just saw it right before I came on with you. But in looking at it initially, if you scroll down through the initial part, the opening, the first several pages don't have heavy redactions, but then you get more into the underlying, I guess, sources and methods, you would say, which is really what we want to see, right? In all honesty, in some ways, is heavily redacted, which is basically what I expected talking to former Department of Justice officials about how this would go and what they thought it would look like. And they are going with the obstruction charge, supposedly, again. Remember, they tried that, though, with Russiagate, yeah. And that didn't work. That seems to be the only thing they believe they have any possibility of sticking to the former president, whether it was when he was in office or now. But if you listen to what his lawyers have said and what has been documented, they attempted to work with the DOJ and the FBI all along. They were more than willing to provide the documents and let them see them. And it has been verified that they even adhered to FBI directions on how to securely store the documents. So one would question how they have any case here, but this is where we are, Kevin. We're talking about like two rational people in which we're in a country where the rule of law still exists and that there is not a two-tier system of justice. But the truth of the matter is that we're, if not already there, on the brink of a banana republic. And while it makes rational sense to you and I and most Americans that this should not have happened, most likely, I still think that they will. Everyone says, well, they can't stick it to him. And maybe they can't, ultimately, but they're going to try very hard. From sources at the DOJ, you know, there's still some people in there who disagree with what's happening. They're very upset about it. They think that, you know, they would try to have the president in handcuffs, the former president, by January. Those who have already departed the DOJ tell me they think a matter of weeks.
They just don't want him to in any way think about running again or coming near the elective process. And the reason that they don't, and I believe that Andy McCarthy, although he was mostly reporting on instinct right after the raid happened, he looks like he was proven right, because this appears to be a fishing expedition. It appears to be they didn't really know what documents he had. They wanted to know, so they took all the boxes with all the stuff, and now they're looking at stuff that they didn't have the right to look at, classified, confidential, attorney-client privilege materials that the Trumps have with their lawyers and so forth. And when you understand that they are, you know, pulling out all the stops to try to hurdle themselves against him and to try to say, we're not going to let you back. Doesn't it kind of demand that he step up and run again? I mean, it's like they're poking the bear that they want to go to sleep, and instead of letting him, they're coming at him, you know, face on.
Honestly, it's probably in his best interest to just go ahead and announce now, because of how the way that they're targeting him. There were a lot of people prior to this, people very close to him, who had been advising him, no, don't, just wait, let's not make it about you ahead of midterms. They really wanted it to be focused on the Biden administration failures, which there's a lot. But look, Mitch McConnell has been handing Biden and the Democrats a lot of wins lately in the Senate that gives them leverage in the midterms. But so that's a whole different subject we could talk about. But now the general consensus of the people who have been saying that to him, and these are very close confidants of Trump, they're now telling him, you should go ahead and announce, because it's about you anyway. And this is in looking at the fact that they're targeting him just so he won't run. There's better protection for him, honestly, they think, if he has already announced.
I certainly, whether or not he's got more protections or not, I've certainly been pleased with what he's done to date. He has worked his tail to the bone to get out there and get these candidates elected, and the track record shows it. He's got a slate of people that are America first in their philosophy and mentality, and they are committed to saying, we're going to follow through on the new principles of what this new Republican Party looks like. It's not going to be, you know, the old country club crowd again. We're working people. We're people that are actually dealing with the inflation and the staggering problems that Biden has been able to impose on us in just a couple of years. Emerald Robinson, appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Kevin. So good to see you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the New Music Spotlight stage, Zach Williams.
Oh, I have days to lose the fight, try my best, but just don't get it right. Moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love, and faith. Yeah, there's no denying I have changed. I've been saved from who I used to be. But even at my best, I must confess, I still need help to see the way you see. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love, and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus. A little less like me. I wanna be the bearer on the street. Love to be your hands and feet. Freely give what I receive. Oh, help me be. I wanna put you first of all.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.